Any questions before we start today? We're on 1 Corinthians 12:28. And we just finished miracles.
Yes.
So let's look at helps and governments. Helps and governments. Two columns, one for helps, one for governments. The Greek word for helps is antilepsis. A-N-T-I-L-E-P-S-I-S. Anti means exchange or in front. And the other part of the word is the verb to take, to lay hold of, and so forth. The idea is to exchange your work for someone else's. To help someone out, to get in front of a situation, to take the load. So this word helps here Now, this is one of the gifts to the church. God has given in the church this gift that people have, it's a gift of undergirding or supporting the church. So helps, I'm going to get out of five, supports, probably a five, undergirding, so we'll do it out of five. Helpers. Helpers I don't like as much. I don't know. One to three or something like that. Then there's assistants, TS. Assistants. Now that's kind of like a helper. Maybe even further off. Ability to help others. Ability to help others. The problem there is it's not helps for the church per se. It's just helpfulness, helping others. Helpfulness, I'll probably get that a zero too. Now that I'm looking at assistants a little more. I don't know what you think, but assisting. I don't know. I think that's better than assistance. So you have to kind of balance all these out and see what you think. This is pretty much the bulk of what they're going to say. Maybe if we can get an opinion on these before we start, it'll speed us up. Then this word governments. The word governments here is in the Greek spherings. Greek word kubernesis. K-U-B-E-R-N-E-S-I-S. Kubernesis is from the word a steerer, the guy that pilots a ship. So I'm giving steerings or steering five. Piloting, it's a metaphor, just borrowing a metaphor there and using it as an office in the church. Piloting, I'm probably going to add a 3 to 5. It's real literal. God's given piloting in the church. I suppose that could be misunderstood. There are some people that sail in the church, but yeah. The idea here is the spiritual direction of the church. Now, the King James governments I'm giving that a 4 or 5. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Governments in this context, I think that's pretty good. Rulers, I don't know if I like that very well. Rulers. Yeah. I don't have a very big reaction to it. How about governors? Rulers, I'm giving a -1. I don't know, I'm not really having a big deal. Governors, maybe I'll give that same as rulers. -1, I don't know. Order volunteers. I'm giving that minus 5, my worst rating. Managers. Managers, not to make the church sound like a commercial enterprise. Giving that my worst rating too, minus 5. So, any comments here?
Yeah, it just seems to me that if you place the spiritual in front of each, any one of those words, it would convey the meaning.
I think that might be true, although rulers, I don't know if that conveys it fully. Maybe I should, and governors, it's a civil office, so yeah, it's confusing. Yeah. Managers, you know, managers in the church, boy, that really makes it sound, you know, mundane. So,
in the Greek, is there any, there is no indication of spiritual?
Oh, no, this is just a metaphor. Uh-huh. God's put in the church pilotage, piloting, steering.
Right.
Which means those that are given wisdom to follow the leadership of the Lord and lead the church. And translating it, governments in the King James, I don't have a problem with that. I think governments is pretty good. Church has a government, in a sense. Government, that's a metaphor. You know, that's a civil thing out here that we liken the church leadership to.
Here we are, we're talking about this thing that's being blown along by the Spirit, and somebody manages to hang on. Isn't that pretty good?
Maybe that's why the metaphor of piloting or steering was used instead of, you know, some type of other means of locomotion. Blown along by the Spirit. Any other questions? You ready to go here? Ready to go there, Tyndale?
Yeah. Helpers and governors.
Helpers and governors. Helpers and governors. How about the Ethiopian Bible? Hanifin
and governments.
Same as King James.
Helps.
Helps and governments.
Yeah. Helps or helpers?
Helps. Helps and governments.
Helps.
Adams.
Adams, we have helpers and administrators.
Helpers and administrators. Administrators, that's not that bad. I think that's better than governors.
Did you say helpers?
Yes.
Helpers and administrators. New King James.
Helps and administrators.
Helps and administrators. Dewey.
Helps and governments.
Helps and governments. Same for the King James. King James 2.
Same for King James 2.
ERV and ASV.
Same. Helps and governments, both of them.
Numeric.
Same thing, helps, governments.
NAS. NAS.
Helps. Helps and administrations.
Administrations. Is that better than administrators?
No. Administrations.
It's more like governments.
Mm-hmm.
More like governments.
Yeah.
RSC.
Helpers, administrators.
And EB.
Ability to help others and power to guide them.
Mm-hmm. Ability to help others and power to guide them.
Power
to guide them.
Stirring.
Power to govern?
Yes.
Benton.
Nursing and governing.
What was that first word? What's the first word?
Nursing.
Nursing.
Well, nursing was following the gift of healing. You have the gift of healing, you have healers, and you have those that go with them, and that's called nursing. And that's what he's going from.
What was the second one?
Governing.
We don't have nursing up there.
Loving services or powers of organization.
Can you repeat that, please?
Thanks. Loving services or powers of organization.
Organization is a whole different concept than leadership. The first one was loving services.
Right. Assistance, A-N-C-E, assistance.
Oh, C-E.
Assistance and management.
Management. CV.
Helpers and managers.
Berkeley?
Berkeley is assisting, administrating.
Administrating?
Administrating.
Phillips.
Helpers and organizers.
That's all the church needs is organizers.
Helpers and organizers.
That's bingo game.
The next name appropriate is Beck.
Beck.
Beck?
Dave
Beck.
You ready for Beck?
Mm-hmm.
Helpers and managers. We've got too many managers. Good news.
Power to help others or to direct them.
And what's the last part?
To direct them.
To direct them. Okay.
Living. Living here.
Those who can help others and those who can get others to work together.
Organizers. Jerusalem.
Helpers, good leaders.
Berkeley.
Those who have the gifts of helping others and those who have the ability to administer the affairs of the church.
Administer the affairs of the church. Well, that could be the deacon board. That could be ambiguous. NIV.
Those able to help others, those with gifts of administration.
Please.
Those whose ministry it is to help others and administrators. Those whose ministry it is to help others and administrators.
Amplify.
Helpers, administrators.
Basic.
Helpers and rulers.
Norley.
Helpers, administrators.
Ledger.
Those who help others who are in need and those who are able to lead others in work.
Organizers.
Those who help others who are in need, and those who are able to lead others in work.
Knox.
works of mercy and management of affairs.
Confraternity.
Services of help, power of administration.
NAB.
Assistance.
TS or CE?
TS. And administrators.
Dialog.
What?
Assistance and
C
A N T A N T
assistance. T S assistance. T S.
Yeah. And administrators. Is that what the question is?
Yeah, same as N A B.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yours was A N T S.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Did we skip confraternity?
No.
No.
Sure, confraternity.
Services of health, power of administration.
Yeah.
Young is gifts of helpings and governings.
Darby.
Helps and governments.
Brother M.
Helps and guidings.
God B.
Helps and leaderships.
World.
Helps and governments.
Concord.
Supports and pilotage.
New World.
Helps and abilities to direct.
Lambs.
Helpers and helpers, leaders.
Well, Jerusalem had good leaders, is that right? Leaders and good leaders.
Yes.
Simple.
People who help others and organizers.
Recovery.
Helps administrations.
New century.
Those who can help others. Those who are able to lead.
Hey, repeats. You get it?
Tyndale. Tyndale was helpers and governors.
Moffat.
Moffat. Was helpers and administrators.
Adams.
Adams was helpers and administrators.
Knox. Knox.
Works of mercy and management of affairs.
Concord.
Gordon. Supports and pilotage.
Basic English.
Basic is in the library.
I'll pick it up.
World.
New World was helps abilities to direct.
Darby?
Darby?
Okay.
Helps and governments. H-E-L-P-S and governments.
Let's look at Acts 17:11.
Yeah. Can we save this last poem for adding up and start a new page now?
It's just about have to. Actually, I saved more than one column to add up so that I won't mess
up. So this would be a good time to start a new sheet then?
I started a new sheet. I've already figured out that one column is too much of a mess to add them up with. Does anybody have a new sheet? Has anybody checked in the library to see if we have these file 15s in there? Does anybody need one? Do we have enough so far?
So brave.
All right. Then.
Can you make a photocopy so you can get to our last page?
Well, I'll have more in the library. Okay. So that we have enough. Otherwise, waste too much money. I have a couple hundred of these pins, so I just don't know where they are. They should be in the library, because if we need them, we need them now. We can't wait till the next day. I like to store it in there. Write myself a note on that. Acts 17:11. The King James is more noble. More noble. The Greek word is exactly that. It means well-born. Nobler. Well-born. The Greek word well, and then genos, family. It's the word that would be referred to as a noble. More noble. The idea is to be taken spiritually. They are more noble, not that they have any royal blood in them, literally, but it's another metaphor. They're more noble in spirit, and that they search the word daily to see whether these things were so. So that's the context. We're talking about those in Berea. They were more noble. They were of a better birth. Now, he doesn't necessarily literally mean that they had any, you know, physical advantage or anything at all. Just a metaphor. Now, more noble, I'm giving a 5. If they say these were better than those in Thessalonica, I've oscillated between 0 and 2 for better. More open-minded. That's a more idiomatic idea. They're more open-minded. I kind of like they were more open-minded. So I've given that 2 or 3. Then they were more high-minded. I gave that a -3 just because it go either way. More liberal-minded. I gave that a -10. I didn't put a lot of consequence on this. More broad-minded. Yeah, broad is the road. I give that about the same as more liberal-minded. Maybe 1 point better or something. More civil. Well, they didn't run them out of town on a rail. So they're more civil. But I didn't think that was that close. So I gave that about a 0. -1 even. Any comment here? Tyndale, let's bring it over here.
Noblest of birth.
Noblest of birth. I'm going to give that a 5. It's up to the reader to make the spiritual application and know what this means. Ethiopian.
It can be more open-minded or more open heart.
Okay. Hmm. More open-minded, more open-hearted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I gave that a 3. I like that. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good idea. Adams.
Adams is more noble.
New King James.
Those who are more fair-minded.
More fair-minded. Dewey.
More noble.
King James, more noble. King James 2.
More noble.
ERV and ASV.
More noble.
Numeric.
More noble.
NAS.
Noble-minded.
More noble-minded?
More noble-minded.
Hmm. That's pretty close. RSV.
More noble.
NEV.
Liberal.
More liberal or more liberal-minded?
Yeah, more liberal-minded.
More liberal-minded. 20th century.
Better disposed.
Better disposed. No, I'd probably give that a 0 myself. Fenton.
Better disposed.
Wayman.
Have a nobler disposition.
Moffat
is more amenable.
Amenable.
What is that word?
Persuader. Submissive or pliable.
Okay.
More amenable. Easy to get along with.
What is Moffat?
Next.
More high-minded.
Good speed, more high-minded. Byington.
Better stock.
These are a better stock. That's more noble. CB.
Better disposed.
Same as 20th century. Berkeley.
Oh, Berkeley. Nobler attitude.
Nobler attitude. Phillips.
More generous minded. Generous.
generous minded. Not too far behind more open minded, more generous minded.
Or liberal minded.
No.
Liberal-minded has a very distinct stigma to it.
Let's give him a break. Mm-hmm. Folks need a break.
Beck.
Nobler.
Nobler. Good news.
More open-minded.
Living.
More open-minded.
Jerusalem.
More open-minded.
Berkeley.
More generous in their sympathies.
NIV, more noble character. More what?
Noble
character.
Noble character.
Noble hearted?
Character.
More noble character.
Oh,
character. Noble character. That's pretty good. Weast.
Noble minded.
Amp.
Better disposed and more noble.
Put them together.
Basic isn't here. Kingsley.
Broad-minded.
Norley.
Noble-minded.
Ledyard.
More willing to understand.
Open-minded. Huh?
Knox.
Better breed.
Confraternity. That's not too far off, literal.
Nobler character.
That's saying the same thing. Noble character, NIV, same as NIV. NAV.
Better disposed.
Diglot.
More noble disposition.
Young.
More noble.
Darby.
More noble.
Brother Ant.
More noble.
Darby.
More noble.
Laurel.
More noble.
Concordant.
More noble.
New World.
More noble. Minded. Excuse me. More noble minded.
Okay. Lambsa.
More liberal.
Simple.
Better people.
Better people. Recovery.
More noble.
New century.
Better. Better.
You got that one?
For a new century again?
Beta.
Right. NAS and RSV.
NAS. NAS, can we hear you?
Oh, we're done.
Here we go.
More noble-minded. More noble-minded.
RSV.
More noble.
Verse 16.
I need the two, basic and kingsley.
Oh, basic isn't here. Kingsley.
Kingsley.
Broad-minded.
Jordan.
Broad-minded.
Tyndale.
Tyndale.
Tyndale was noble of birth. Noblest of birth.
Noblest of birth.
You put it differently. That doesn't make any difference. You said the noblest of birth.
B-I-R-T-H. And born birth.
What is Norley?
Norley was noble-minded.
Got it?
Wiest.
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 Was noble-minded.
Darby.
More noble.
Verse 16. The King James for verse 16 has, his spirit was stirred in him. Now, this word stirred is agitated, provoked. Stirred is just a little bit too mealy-mouthed. It's more of a provoking or an agitation. Now, it is important that they say his spirit was stirred. We that are experiencing spiritual connections, I think, are a little more in tune with this verse than we were before. It's like your spirit is reacting to the idolatry in the city. Now, let me give you what he isn't. He was exasperated. That just makes it, you know, a total carnal, fleshly thing. And I'm giving exasperated a minus 10, minus 15, somewhere in there. If they say his soul was irritated, or he was irritated, I'm giving that about a minus 7 or so. I'm giving that about a halfway in between. See, it's not his soul that was so irritated, it's his spirit that was provoked. Now, concerning the words provoked, I'm giving provoked a 5. Stirred, I'm only giving that about a 3 or a 2. That just isn't enough. Moved, I'm only giving that a 1. Troubled, maybe a 2 or a 3. Grieved, maybe a 4. 4 only a 3. Vexed, that's more powerful, maybe 3 or 4. It's a stronger word. So the King James, his spirit was stirred in him. That's pretty good. Pretty good. 2 or 3. Well, the Greek word there, stirred, is more of a provoking. It's a sharp, provoking agitation. Stirred just doesn't have the oomph to it to really describe the emotion, the feelings that Paul had. His spirit reacted to the idolatry in that city. Any question here? Tyndale.
Spirit was moved.
Ethiopian.
Provoked.
Adams.
He was enraged.
Any reference to spirit?
No.
He was enraged. That's all?
Yeah. It says, now, while Paul was waiting for them at Athens, he was enraged within as he looked at the city filled with images.
He was enraged within.
soul in your activity?
Well, it didn't say soul. Mm. It didn't say exasperated. Exasperated is just, you know, you just totally out of patience. Enraged within, oh, that's pretty ambiguous.
Does the literal say spirit?
Yes.
It does.
Okay, the literal.
The word spirit is there. So, enraged within, they omitted spirit, but they didn't say flesh. And enraged within, in this context, I don't know, could be worse. New King James.
Spirit was provoked.
Spirit was provoked. Dewey.
Spirit was stirred within.
King James, spirit was stirred. King James 2.
Spirit was sharply stirred.
Now, sharply stirred, that puts it right up there with provoked. Mm-hmm. ERV and ASV.
Provoked.
We can assume spirit. Numeric.
Spirit was provoked.
NAS.
Spirit was being provoked.
More literal. RSV.
Provoked within him.
I assume spirit was there. NEB.
Does that mean his spirit? Does that say spirit was provoked?
Just says provoked within him.
What was provoked?
Oh, I'm sorry. It does have spirit. His spirit was provoked within him.
NEB.
He was exasperated.
He was exasperated. 20th century.
His indignation was roused.
His indignation was roused. Well, he was enraged within. Who had that? Adams?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somewhat similar. His indignation was roused.
Grieved in his spirit.
Grieved in his spirit. Wayman.
Wayman. Stirred. His spirit was stirred within him.
Moffat.
His soul was irritated.
Good speed.
He was exasperated.
Byington.
His spirit was provoked in him.
CB.
His spirit was stirred to its depths.
That's good.
Yeah.
Berkeley.
Berkeley. His soul was deeply vexed.
His soul was deeply vexed. Well, I think that's a lot better than his soul was irritated. His soul was deeply vexed. Phillips.
His soul was exasperated.
His soul was exasperated. Beck.
He was inwardly stirred up.
He was inwardly stirred up. Take five and we'll finish this.